One is to just think about and revise travel policies that certainly are intuitive around jet lag and schedules that will help maximize sleep and alertness, not sending people on red-eye meetings here to the United States, where it's actually very challenging to either way, but when we fly eastward, it's harder for us to adjust, and assume that they're going to wake up the next morning making really critical business decisions. We certainly could provide and support more employee wellness programs that focus on things that will impact high-quality sleep. And we certainly know that stress management, mindfulness-based stress management training, even yoga, meditation, have all found pretty significant impacts in addressing particularly insomnia. So it might be, again, something that companies already thinking about and offering wellness could just extend. A lot of companies worldwide offer the ability, as strange as it sounds, because we have a natural set point for wanting to sleep two times in the 24-hour period. One certainly is what we would recognize as going to bed at night, but we also have another low point from a biological rhythm perspective in the early afternoon. So again, a lot of cultures that have revered these siestas, really it makes sense for a lot of companies to support sleep rooms or quiet places where people could actually go and take a nap. And we do know, again, from research that keeping naps probably to about no more than about 20 minutes optimizes alertness and attention. If you go longer than that, we start to move into our regular sleep cycle. I also think that companies could do a better job of including questions on health and even sleep and stress on their employee engagement surveys. So look more to measure fatigue and stress and psychological well-being. There's a few companies that are starting to do a little work in this area, but that would be another area I'd really include. And finally, just do a better job with all supervisors and leaders to provide training and awareness, not just on workplace safety, but attitudes and practices that are referred to as fatigue countermeasures. And there's certain industries, whether it's transportation or healthcare, that are 24/7, where obviously rotating shift work and just being vigilant around schedules is absolutely critical for high performance and health.
Listen to the full 30-minute interview in the MindTools Club.